me singing it. You know, y'all just listen to the words. I think this is a beautiful song.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to be back in church.
Amen.
I'm glad to start the new year out, you know, to praise the Lord.
Yeah. Said a woman too.
God is good.
All the time.
John's all coming down,
yes,
from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper,
yeah,
the gates are of pearl, and the streets are pure gold. He tells of a pure river of
pearl, yeah,
that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we'll know as
that's
we're
right.
Known.
That's right. Amen.
Let's meet by the river,
amen,
over on that beautiful shore.
Yes,
let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who's gone on before.
Amen.
If you leave here first,
bless you,
just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river,
yeah,
over on that beautiful
Lord. Amen. Good job, Brenda. Bless your heart.
I know she's waiting there for me.
If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet.
That's right.
Over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then
yeah,
we'll find our dad and our mother.
Yeah. Bless you,
by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. By the river, over on that beautiful shore.
Yes.
Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell, who's gone on before.
Amen.
If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
Amen.
Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mr. President. Woo! That's all right. You done fine.
Good job.
Good job.
You know, about 3 months before my wife died, she told me she'd always work.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
I knew Brother Ed's cup was getting full back there.
Yeah.
He said Karen couldn't swim. She told him, she said, I'll meet you by the river there. I'll be waiting on you. I looked back there and Brother Ed, he was painting both cheeks with tears. And I knew that song was resonating with him. Amen.
Amen.
I'm kind of like Sister Carolyn, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
This is our first Sunday going into 2021.
Yeah.
And I wanted to start this year out right. And when I say started out right, I'm retiring next Thursday. And I've never retired in my entire life.
Yeah.
I do desire your prayer. I'm not even going to try to hint that I'm not optimistic, that I don't have any reservation. I need your prayer. Pray for old Brother Eddie. I'm retiring for the sake of my wife. She needs me there. And I need to be there. And I'm retiring the best job I've ever had in my life. I mean, I have to admit, I love the job. If there ever was a job that was made for an old man like me, that's it. I mean, I had it made in more ways than one. But please pray for me. That's a pretty big step. And pray for this preacher, please.
Yeah,
and Brother Bob Malkin, he called us, that same Jew up there in Ohio, he called us, I think it's Friday night, or it may have been Saturday, but anyway, he called us, encouraged us quite a bit, and we're always glad to hear from Brother Bob Malkin, and he's talking about one day going to drop in on us. Sandra, bless her heart, she dropped in on us again this morning.
Amen.
As a welcome sight, amen.
Amen.
I mean, we've had a visitor every Sunday now for four Sundays. What I'm trying to say is, what a way to start a new year out. You get what I'm saying, amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, and I'm glad to see her, not only could she tell you all some things on me that I'd rather not she tell, but she could tell them. I basically lived at their house.
Yeah.
And I will say this about her. She cooks the best Mexican hamburger I've ever eaten my entire life. She said I'm cooking Mexican hamburger and I could be in Louisville when I drive down there. I'm telling you right now, amen. Hallelujah. I really enjoyed their house. I spent more time there than I did my own house. And her husband was my first cousin. And our family members, they passed away like flies. And we just happened to be kind of like the two last Mohicans. And I think he was the last member of his family. And I was the last member of my family. We had a lot in common in more ways than one. But I really enjoyed their company. She she might not enjoy having me over, but I sure enjoyed being over there. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take our preaching text this morning from Romans chapter 13. I don't like the number 13. I notice most of the references that I've got to go with this message are 13. And I think the message kind of goes with it too. I've never done this before. But I brought this as an illustration. And I'm going to turn it on. I don't know when it's going to go off. I just know it's going to go off. So when it does go off, wait a minute, that's done. Oh, it's still been running here. Hold on, man, let me back the time up here. I'm down in a box of rocks. I can't Yeah, let's go for that. When this thing goes off, there's a reason I'm setting it. This message is about waking up, and I'm using it for an illustrative means. Maybe jot our memory of this message, but you know, we've all been kind of sleeping. I am too, like everybody else. And we've got some events coming up that's going to be detrimental. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really kind of like God said that I'm supposed to cry aloud, spare not. And I'm just kind of like, you know, the watchman. And I'm trying to make up ground, I guess you could say. But we're going to start our text out of Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Paul here writing to the church in Rome, and we'll read all the way to the end there of that chapter. And he said a lot of things here, but I want to start right here for the sake of time. And then knowing the time, and that alarm clock that I set over there is a device that we can look and tell what time it is, amen. But knowing the time that now is, I'm sorry, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. And I say, thank God. I don't know about y'all, but I've about had it up to here. And I'm looking forward to the Lord returning. Right. I'm looking forward to getting out of here. And praise God, we're going to leave with a shout. And boy, what a wonderful time that's going to be to get to heaven. Amen. Woo! Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day's at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I'm preaching today. It's high time. And pray with me. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, this new year, this first Sunday of 2021. Lord, we want to start this year out right. I'm thankful for everyone that's here today. I'm thankful, Father, for those that are watching this service today by way of the live stream of Facebook, that are hearing this message today by way of the internet. Lord, we're thankful for any way that anyone can visit this service today. We're thankful, Lord. And Lord, we're thankful ourselves, Lord, to be here for such a time as this. Lord, I've watched of my life, I'll be 67 in February, and I've watched in my life the decline of my own country, the decline, Father, of morals, the decline of knowledge, the decline of love for the things that we should love supremely. Lord, I pray you'll help me, Lord, today. Help me, Father, to use great plainness of speech. Lord, I pray, God, you put your hand upon me. Preach to me and through me, Lord, here, dear Father, today. And we'll give you the praise and we'll give you the glory for anything, Father, that would come forth from this message. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. High time. Before I preach, I did want to say something real quick here. I was listening this morning to a preacher. Preach on the radio, doing a good job. And Clarence Jared was his name. And he was preaching out of Luke chapter 16 about hell. And he talked about how it would be good if we could take a tour of hell, that it might wake us up and make us aware of the fact that people are going to hell. And I don't deny his statement. However, when God wanted to help Saul, he didn't take him to hell. He took him to heaven. And when he came down, I want you to know, buddy, he turned the world.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want to know who went to hell. But I'm thankful for everybody that goes to heaven. Amen. I want everybody to go to heaven. Maybe somehow have someone escape the damnation of hell and have a home in heaven. That's what I want to do. Amen. Oh, yeah. I believe a tour of heaven helps us a whole lot better than a tour of hell. A tour of hell might get us so discouraged we might just give up. But a tour of heaven, woo! And that woman at the well, John chapter 4, and she left her water pot carrying, and she ran down to the cities and come see a man, told me all things. She might have had five husbands. But praise God, she met the right one there at the well.
Yeah.
God said, she said, come meet him, amen. Woo! I'm telling the whole town came down to see Jesus, amen, Brenda. See, she got the right kind of vision there.
Yeah.
She got to realizing she wasn't thirsty no more. She had to realize, boy, that's a good place to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been in some of them places. It wasn't a good place to be.
Right.
Me and Sister Sandy's husband. Oh, I hate to tell this. We had kind of like what they call a bachelor party. Except we was drunks. He's driving my white 69 Ford Econoline van. I'm sitting up on top of it with a 22 rifle. And we're drunks. And we're going the back, you know, the rabbit trail back in the old country road. You know, nobody's even, we're just acting like idiots. I mean, I climb out of this van, Brother Jerry, with it running. And I told him to take the wheel, and I climb up on top. It's going down the highway. And I get up and I say, hand me that rifle. And I'm shooting at it, rabbit, anything, you know, anything comes out the headlights. And all of a sudden, this dog runs out. I didn't just shoot at it, I hit it. Now, that's not the bad part. The bad part is, when we heard this loud boom, and we saw these headlights right behind us. And I get back in the van, and Barry is driving, and I may not have a lot of confidence in his driving, but I did then. He went around this curve. You ever notice how these roads have got this off the side of the road, kind of like a little drop-off? He used that like a slot car. We went around that curve because of that little drop-off place on the road because there wasn't no way we could make around that curve. He's running 100 miles an hour, and the curve went just like this. But anyway, we made it all the way home. We thought, woo! However, that guy got a license plate number. The first thing he did, he called Chandler White that owned that van while I owned it. Chandler said, I don't own that van no more. Then he called me and that our darling son. Then me and her husband had to meet up at the courthouse, and there's this guy that owned the dog. He didn't kill the dog. And he shot a hole through his car door trying to load a 30-30 rifle. It was by the grace of God we were both spared. But anyway, as we're up there, this man is a red-headed boy as he ever met. His face matched the hair color. And he said, I want you to know I've got your life in the palm of my hand, but he was a good friend of my father's, Brenda. My dad got me out of this dilemma. And Daddy let this guy talk about me pretty bad, and he kind of went on a little too far, and Daddy said, that's enough, and you made your point. And I agreed to pay for the price of the car door, to pay for the price of a veterinarian bill on the dog. What's really bad about all this is Daddy couldn't believe I did it. He still thinks that Sandy's husband. He said, tell the truth, Barry. You want to shut that dog, didn't you? And anyway, I just want to know, I don't want to be in those predicaments no more. I want to be, you know, where we're doing right and where we're living right and we're singing right and we're saying right and all that. I'm on the right side now.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Yes,
that's right. Now, I've got all that off. Let me get into this message here. Paul here talking to this church. He says it's time to wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, how we need to redeem the times, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:16 says, but I want you to think about this. How did we get to where we are?
Yeah.
I mean, does anybody beside me realize we're in trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the worst kind of trouble ever.
Amen.
Who was that woman? Kim? Something that wasn't married to men. Kim, but anyway, they put her in jail. Kim Davis.
Yeah.
She said, I ain't going to do it. She said, I'm not going to do it for conscience sake. I'm not going to do it because the Word of God is against that. And they singled her out. This wasn't an accident. No. They drove a long distance just to come to Kentucky, yeah, just to apply for a marriage license, no, just to somehow get her in the right kind of trouble.
Right.
She refused. They put her in jail. She got out. Hey, and you know what's still going on today? But anyway, you got to redeem the times, and you can tell that things have changed, and have changed for the worse. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
God put Adam in charge of the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, he lost it. Now let that sink in here just a minute. I want to say when God put Adam in the garden to dress it and keep it, Adam probably said, I got it made. I'm going to guess he was probably, you know, a little bit relaxed. He wasn't on guard, wasn't on watch. He wasn't vigilant like we're supposed to be. He wasn't watching like we're supposed to do. And he's sitting there thinking, man, I got it made in the shade. And the next thing you know, he got driven out of the garden, Rita, never to get back in it.
Right.
Well, God put us in the same predicament. He said, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. I don't think we've been doing a good job watching.
That's right.
I think we've been doing more sleeping than we have watching. And we're paying the price for it. The Bible doesn't say this just comes out and happens. It says that evil men creep in unaware. And the next thing you know, like Adam, you're going to find out you lost something. And
Amen.
Mark 13, I told you I didn't like it. Number 13, verse 37, Jesus told his disciples and he told the church, he said he put us in charge and the watch of our day is ours to do. Amen. And we're losing it too.
Right.
The time is short. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. And we all have aspirations of accomplishing things for God. But somehow we forget that our life is but a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. James chapter 4, verse number 14 says, is there anybody besides me that has got in their heart to do great things for God, but you get to do it? Am I the only one?
No.
Only honest one.
No.
But listen, see, the devil, God tells us that, you know, we don't know what's on tomorrow.
No, we don't.
And we think that we'll do it tomorrow. The devil says you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
What we need to do is put some feet on those aspirations.
That's right.
I heard a preacher preach one time and he said, when you think God, think big, don't think little. I mean, he said, go as high and as far as you can go, and God will get you there. And how little,
amen,
we put regard to God.
Right.
Right.
You know, I don't know about y'all, but every now and then I catch myself thinking, I can't do that. God said, what'd you just say, boy?
Yeah.
And my pastor said one time there was a big snow on. He said he looked outside the window there, had him a good cup of coffee. Donnie got him a new coffee, man. God damn, God, he's kind of moving on up, amen. He got one of them push buttons, what do you call it, Donnie? Craig, yeah, he got one of them. I heard him make his first cup. I said, just wait a minute, it'll stop all by itself. He probably like me pulling it out before it's done. But anyway, I like it. It's the greatest thing that's ever been invented. You put a little cup in there, push a button, you got a cup of coffee. My pastor was looking out the window of his house at the birds on the ground, drinking a cup of coffee. And Brenda, he looked up and a blackbird, may have been a crow, landed on the line of the telephone pole right there by his house. He looked out there, took a sip of coffee. Here's what he said, Rita. He said, old boy, you just don't understand how much power you're next to. He said, about that time God spoke to him and said, neither do you, boy. He said, I realized, buddy, I'd underestimated God.
Amen.
Don't God say, try me and prove me, Phyllis?
Right. That's right.
And Malachi?
Right.
You know, we don't do much trying. That's we don't right. do much proving. We do more doubting. We do more, reservation. I'll do it, Lord, but not now. I'll do it later. You see what I'm talking about? What I'm trying to say is we're failing in our actions.
Right.
That's right. Amen. Come on now.
First thing we need to do, Mitchell, we need to wake up.
Right.
Then we need to size up. Then we need to pray up. And then we need to get up and go and do what we know we're supposed to do. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm not a gloom and doom prophet, but I'm really concerned about this upcoming week.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm probably more political than I should be. You know, I got this Republican tie on. Somebody gave it to me, and I'm glad to have it. But January the 6th, our vice president is going to have the future and the soul of this country put into his hands.
Yep.
Now, constitutionally, here's the way it works. He can accept or reject the electoral vote.
Yep.
If he accepts, we're doomed.
That's right. Amen.
I can prove that, but just listen to what I'm saying. If he accepts that, then he sets your house in order.
Oh, you're right.
It's America is already lower than it ever should have been.
You're right.
When you look at what Joe Biden stands for, I'm surprised that he's even able to do what he did to steal the election. Now, I say that with charity. I mean, it's not etched in stone. But listen, he got more votes than Ronald Reagan. That's just not possible.
Right.
More votes than Barack Obama. That's just not possible. However, Barack Obama said this. He said, I can get a third term if I can get a cardboard cutout like Joe Biden to stand up there and let me whisper in his ear what to say. And I think that may be what's going on. Like I said, I'm not going to get political. But I'm concerned not only about January the 6th, that we shouldn't even be in this predicament, but I'm also concerned about who's going to be sworn in as the 46th president January the 20th. I mean, I want you to know, I've got more than a reservation. My heart's trembling just a little bit. I keep up with more than I should keep up with, but I'm supposed to. I'm a watchman. Does anybody know what the Equality Act stands for? Joe Biden said if he gets sworn in, he said within 100 days, he said, I'll sign the Equality Act into law. That means old Brother Eddie won't get to preach no more.
No.
I'll be in prison.
That's right.
That means you won't have freedom no more.
That's right.
Because you'll be like China. You'll be afraid to say anything or do anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm just telling you, I keep up with this stuff. That Equality Act is a political Trojan horse. It's nothing like what it sounds like. It's not.
That's right. Amen.
I'm just trying to warn you.
Yeah.
We need to be busy. We must develop a sense of urgency. Listen, the devil knows that he's got but a short time, but he's working day and night. Amen.
Right.
Revelations 12:12. And I mentioned in Sunday school this morning about the church of Satan, Revelations 2:9. I mentioned about the seed of Satan, Revelations 2:13. And the depths of Satan we didn't get to, but that's Revelations chapter 2, verse 24. And Jesus, talking to a church, said, many have not known the depths of Satan. Satan will take you down as far as you let him. Amen.
Right. Amen.
I'm glad the Lord lifts us up. Amen. I've been down and out a couple times myself, but praise God, I ain't been all the way down. Church of Satan, seed of Satan, depths of Satan. Who left the door open? That's what I'm trying to say.
That's right.
We've all been, to some degree, allured asleep. The psalmist said, and I'm quoting this because it just came to my mind. It said, mine eyes prevented me from meditating upon thy precept. This year, 2021, I made up my mind I'm going to read my Bible through again this year. And on the very first night of New Year, at about 11 o'clock at night, Brother Jerry, I fought myself. I fought the devil. I fought laziness and all of that. I mean, my hips are hurt. I had every excuse you could think of. But at 11 o'clock, I got up out of bed. And I went in there and saluted heaven. And I read Genesis chapter 1 through Genesis chapter 3. And then I went to bed.
Yeah, amen.
The next night, it was almost as bad as the first night. I read from Genesis chapter 4 to Genesis chapter 7. And tonight, I'll read what's... I've got a calendar there. Brother David Lowe was here a while back. And he gave me a calendar. On that calendar, it tells you what to read each day to read your Bible through in a year. And said, well, that's all I'm doing. I'm just trying to stay on course. I know I can get behind, but I'm trying to stay punctual. I'm trying to keep up. And I'm trying to not fall behind. I mean, I know as a church, we're following, but we're following afar off. We need to draw nigh. We need to get up close. I'm telling you, I do believe we're far out of touch with God, is what I do believe.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
Brother Ed, I believe if Jesus showed up in some church, they'd give him a visitor card.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You're right.
You're right.
If it costs you something, read your Bible through. I promise you that. Oh yeah, it's on. Devil said, is that right? And I said, that's right, buddy. He said, we'll see about that. Now, was it Peter said, I'll never deny you. Denied him three times? Now, let's remember this. Don't get too big for your britches. But remember this. The devil is going to fight you. The Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Listen, stay up, stay in church, stay prayed up, stay read up.
Amen.
Witness. I can't, Brother Eddie. Can you do this? Leave it in the restroom. Yeah. D.L. Moody was saved by someone dropped a tract in the road, a cobble street road, and the man dropped it down and said, Lord, let somebody find this track and get saved. And D.L. Moody picked it up. He had a shoe shop, and he went to his shoe shop, Brenda, and he read that track, got saved, and became called to preach, and preached like a wild man.
Right.
Amen.
We can surely drop a track.
That's right.
I mean, I know everybody ain't Brother Eddie, but I'll tell you right now, buddy, I'll witness to the devil himself.
Right.
I don't back down when it comes to witness. I'm glad I know enough Bible, stand my ground, having done all to stand there with. I stood toe to toe with Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons and every other kind of crazy doctrine there is down here. But I'm telling you right now, my feet's on the rock, my name's in the row, and I'm here, amen. Until the Lord comes and gets me, I'm going to stay vigilant. I'm going to fight to do by faith. Amen.
That's right.
You got somebody you can't ought to get a word in, call old Brother Eddie. They won't be glad to see me. They'll be glad to see me go. But I'm not intimidated. I know what's at stake, Phyllis.
That's right.
I've been there where most of them are. I can relate to them.
Right. Yeah,
amen. Right. It ain't like they can say, you just don't know what I've done. I said, oh, that all you done? I mean, wasn't it Jesus simple, said who loved me the most? He has been forgiven a bunch, and he has been forgiven a little. Some of them great sinners make great Christians, amen.
Yeah, right.
Sandy could amen that, amen. I'm sure she's still scratching her head saying, Lord, how did you do that? She'll tell you this, and the day she got baptized, Mark Bunch was there at Brotherhood Free Will Baptist Church, and when I got baptized, Mark Bunch come up there and he said, I refuse to believe that Jesus could save someone like you. She might not have seen it, but she was there when it happened.
Amen.
I just got saved. I wasn't even able to really argue with him. He said, I want to hear your testimony. I gave him my testimony. He pulled me up and hugged me, got all wet. He said, I believe now. I worked with Mark Bunch.
Amen.
He knew how crude my speech was. He knew how corrupt I was. But I'll tell you right now, when Jesus gets done for me, I'll be a jewel for His crown. Amen.
Amen.
He's polishing on me and working on me. Like Philippians said, He that begun a good work in you will continue to the day of Christ. Hey, He's still working on me. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need to be watching.
Amen.
We need to be warning. But we're sleeping. We need to wake to what the enemy's doing. Jesus mentioned this. And I do want to read this. I know I can quote it. But I want to read it. Again, it's 13. Matthew chapter 13. Jesus talking about the enemy. And now Jesus said there in verse number 25, He said, "But while men slept, His enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went His way." Now, Jesus is bringing to point who's to blame. And He talked about these tares. The Bible says, a parable He put forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also." See, that's how we got in this predicament.
That's right.
We haven't been watching.
That's right.
We haven't been on guard. And here they come up, and the servants of the householder came and said unto him, "Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? But which hath it been these tares?" And he said unto them, "An enemy hath done this." And they said unto him, "Will thou then that we go and gather them up?" And he said, "Nay, lest ye gather up also the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say unto the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." There's a spiritual application of that. But I want you to know why men slept. These tares have been sown in our schools, in our churches, and in our government, in our schools, this LGBT, QRST, alphabet nonsense been taught in our schools. How'd that get in there? This gender neutral nonsense where they don't even know which bathroom to use. They don't know what sex they are. How'd that get in there? How'd evolution get in there? How's climate change being taught in there? You'll get this on a slow train. But I want you to know it's not a fruitful thing. It's bringing doubt instead of faith.
Right.
Romans 10:17 says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, Phyllis, and hearing by the Word of God."
Right.
See, they got that Bible out, then they got prayer out, then they got the Ten Commandments out, now they got these tares, this LGBTQRST nonsense, this gender neutral nonsense. By the way, can't think of her name, Harris, the vice president of Joe Biden.
Come on, Kamala.
Thank you. Kangaroo Harris. She done said she's going to promote all this. See, Trump put a good school administrator in there to overthrow some of this. And they hated her. They hated him too. Because you see, they operate off of violence. We operate off of love, forgiveness, long-suffering, all that.
That's right.
They're preying on us because of our own nature. We're Christ-like. Hey, he never hit no one. He turned his cheek over to them that pluck out the hair, Brother Ed, and they plucked his beard out, and he spit in his face, and he prayed, "Forgive them, Father."
Yeah.
They know not what to do. We can't understand that kind of love.
Right.
But they do.
Right.
They understand, Brenda.
Yeah.
They can get away with murder.
That's right.
And they're killing our children. They're killing our homes.
Yeah.
They're killing our churches.
That's
my next point, but I'm still in school at this minute. The school curriculum is being changed. Even now, even this year, it's being changed again.
Yeah.
They're taking history out, Brother Ed.
Oh, yes.
And they're putting a bunch of this nonsense in there because they got a certain crop they want to bring up.
That's right.
They want a generation that doesn't know the Lord. Now, when I was in school, I might not know the Lord, but they did teach me about Him.
That's right.
The principal prayed over us every morning, read the Bible over intercom every morning. Hey, we said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag every morning.
Yeah.
One nation under God, by the way, and to the Republic which it stands, amen. Hey, we quoted the Ten Commandments every school day morning, and then we went to the school
That's
lesson
right.
for the day.
Amen.
Bible says train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, not depart from it. Hey, I'm old. I was a late bloomer, but I got in. I ain't about to depart from it. I'm here until the Lord comes. Old Brother Head is going to be here. I want to be a headache to the devil. I want him to know that I am who I am for the glory and praise of God. I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to bend. And if you throw me in the fire, I'm not going to burn. Amen. I want you to know greater is he in me than he is in the world. And if he be for me, who can be against me? But listen, these tares, they're coming up in our school. It's coming up in the teaching in our schools. These tares are being sown in our churches. How's that, Brother Eddie? Which Bible?
That's right.
I mentioned in Sunday school this morning about Savior being spelled with seven letters in the King James Bible. That's important.
Yeah.
Because in the other Bible, Savior is spelled with six letters. Look it up. Savior is spelled with six letters if someone saves you from drowning, someone pulling you out of a burning car, or some other way. Savior is spelled with seven letters if someone that redeems you. That's the kind of Savior I want, Brenda.
Amen.
Amen. I want somebody that can, didn't want to pull me out of the water, out of the fire. I want somebody, amen, that can put away my sin, cast them in the sea of forgiveness, never remember more, no more against me. Cast them as far as the east is from the west. How far is that, Brother Eddie? Well, let's put it like this. If you're going east, you're never going to find the west. If you're going west, you're never going to find the east. That's as far away as you can put anything. Amen. If God said I'm going to put away as far as the north and the south, hey, there's a north pole and a south pole. But as long as I'm going east, Brother Ed, I'll never find the west. Right. I go around this world 100 times, I'll still never find it.
Amen. That's right.
As far as you put away anything, amen.
Right.
Ain't it amazing how God used some kind of simplicity that's like right. that to show how amen. He can do things? Oh my, thank God.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, time to wake up! Hey, when that thing's gonna go off. But the predicament we're in is because we didn't hear that.
Yeah. Right.
See, we should have been waking up, but we've been getting deeper in our sleep.
Right.
Jesus asked his disciples to pray with him in the garden.
Yeah.
And he went and prayed, Brother Ed, for an hour. And he come back and they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And he said, what? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour?
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
said something me and Donnie talked about on the way up there this morning. He said, the spirit truly is willing, but the flesh
yeah.
is weak. That's what the problem
right.
is, see?
You're right.
This flesh. This flesh wants me to pamper it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Granddaughter, that's all she does is buy makeup. Man, she's as beautiful as can be. And she's buying makeup. I agree, a bar looks pretty, a little paint on. I mean, I'm not going to put makeup down, amen. But she's in there cutting her eyes, I don't know, green, blue, purple. I said, don't put that on me.
That's
it don't fit, idea. Amen.
Amen.
But, you know, I ain't got nothing against makeup. But we do cater to our flesh. I shaved this morning, done the best I could. I'd give in and put some hair back up there, but I ain't going to pay for it. Now, somebody says, hey, Brother Eddie, I know how to get your Elvis hair back there. Put some of this on your head, I'll probably try it. Amen. But if not, I'm just going to leave it like it is,
that's
brother.
That's right.
But this flesh, it cries out.
Yeah.
Not to neglect, to pamper. You know, we put the best clothes we got on. Hey, we try to look our best. We try to do our best. But one thing is needful, amen. Don't sleep.
That's
don't
right.
slumber.
Amen.
Satan is looking to see whom he may devour.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
He's walking about like a roaring lion.
Right.
I ain't never been around a lion. I've watched them on TV and I don't like what I've seen. I ain't never going to be around one,
neither.
Hey,
right.
man, I like that eating. Hey, most of the things I'm around, I eat. As a matter of fact, I got up this morning, cooked my wife 3 eggs. Slice some Polish sausage and fry them up. Fix her 2 pieces of toast with some blackberry seedless jam. And she thinks I'm it. I got speckled butter beans in the crock pot right now. I baked 10 chicken thighs yesterday and grilled that 6 pork chops. I'm moving on up.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
She's telling me what I ought to do. I'm just doing what I'm told. You know what I mean? I can't cook a lick. She said, put some butter in there. Put some chicken broth in there. I said, yes, ma'am. And fix her coffee. I can do that.
push a button, I'd do that.
Right.
But anyway, we need to be vigilant. We need to be awake. Not only is it in our schools.
Amen.
Not only is it in our churches. Let me say this about our churches. We don't know today which Bible to use. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that already, but did you know we're begotten by the Word? That's what Peter said. Well, what's the difference between another Bible and this Bible? What's the difference between tares and fruit? Mm. See what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
There's a big difference.
Amen.
I hate to say this, but churches have got unsaved members on the roll. We always ask people, I don't argue with them. I say, are you saved?
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
I said, well, if you want to join church, would you mind giving a testimony? Yeah, I would do that. You know, it don't really advantage you to be a member of a church. I want you to be a member. But I want you saved more than I want you a member.
Amen. Right. That's right.
But not only have we got unsaved members in the church today, mm-hmm. Oh my, I really do feel for these mega churches. I'm wondering how many unsaved members they got. Yeah. But you got unsaved ministers also.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Paul talked about Satan himself is able to transform himself into a minister of righteousness, and you know, he's got his preachers. They're unsaved, and listen, they're not preaching the truth. They're tickling ears. They're great orators, but they're not telling you the truth. Amen.
Right.
Well, Brother Eddie might be a little bit rough. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you the truth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I got to answer to God one day for the preaching that I preach. Amen.
Amen.
Paul said,
amen.
If I do this thing willingly, he said, I'll receive a reward. But he said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Every preacher got to give an account of God. Amen. Oh, my. These tares in the churches. We got tares that have been sown in our own government. Did you know we got Muslims in our government now?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
How'd that happen?
Mm. Yeah.
Did you know we got gays in our government? You know what's being pushed more than anything right now? Mm. The Joe Biden ministry said, oh, he said he was going to promote Muslims and gays. I can't promote neither one of them, I'm sorry.
That's right.
What kind of Lord has Christ with Baal? What fellowship has light with darkness? I can't do neither one of them. I'll tell you what I can do. I can help a gay person find out that they can be forgiven, they can be saved. I can do that. I sure can't follow one of them. Now, we had one look in the camera one day and he kind of sheepishly smiled. And he said something like this, Brenda, elections have consequences. We're reaping those consequences.
That's
you see what
right.
I mean?
Amen.
How do we get in this predicament?
Right.
Our enemies are in power.
Right.
They're in prestige position. And they're driving America down the road to hell. I'm telling you, our country is in trouble. Amen.
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 It should have never been given position.
That's right.
I think we've got a constitution for a reason. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Franklin, back in the, I think it was the 1800s. I mean, I've got at home, when they had a meeting, when they come out of the meeting, the people asked Benjamin Franklin, said, what did y'all decide on? And he's about half mad, I reckon, Brother Donnie. Here's what he said. He said, a republic if you can keep it. I don't know why we've got Democrat and Republican. I don't know why we've got Independent. I don't know why we've got what they call it, liberal and right wing, left wing. Jesus said a house divided, it can't stand.
That's right.
Well, how can two walk together except to be in agreement? I want you to know we're in a predicament right now, a political nightmare right now, and some of these people should never have been given the privilege to steer this country.
That's right.
The Bible says righteousness is exalted of a nation. And Proverbs 14:34, I believe. Righteousness is exalted of a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 29:2.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. I don't like the sound of neither one of them.
That's right.
I'm for right, Brenda. And they're for wrong. Mm-hmm. And through the law, the Bible says, how can you spoil a strong man? I consider myself still be pretty strong, Rick. I'm going to say I'll still be a little bit of a handful. But here's how you spoil a strong man's house. You got to bind him first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When this country gets bound like Gulliver on Gulliver Travels, that one that tied him to the ground. Am I making any sense? That old child's tale about Gulliver, they tied his hair up. Is that it? Gulliver's Travels. When they bound him to the ground, he couldn't move. And he's little, but he's big. And they had him right where they wanted.
Yep.
Well, that's what they're doing in America. They're binding it. Through the law of Brother Jerry, they're binding it. And I want you to know, buddy, that if Joe Biden, and I'm not trying to sharpen the wax here, but if he gets sworn in June the 20th, just remember this. Old Brother Eddie tried to warn us.
That's right.
Because we're going to reap that.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible said God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. And when this country starts reaping, here's what I'm concerned about. Is how many people is going to be killed? How many people is going to commit suicide? How many people is going to give up? It's going to take its toll, Brenda. I mean, we're going to be hit hard. Because through the high... Let me say it real plain English. If you can steal the highest office in this country, what's the next thing you can steal?
Yeah, that's right.
What's next? The country. You're right.
That's right.
So if they succeed, they said Trump got so many votes and they can prove it, and he won like three times over. I mean, landslide. Wasn't even close. That's why they shut the voting things down. Y'all don't keep up this stuff. I ain't trying to alarm you, wake you up, but I'll tell you one thing. We better wake you.
Yeah, that's right.
They used every trick in the book.
Yeah.
If they can steal this highest seat, next thing you know, you won't have no country.
That's right. That's right.
Your children won't have no future. I said I'm retiring Thursday. Next week, I won't have no retirement. How's that, Brother Eddie? Because a strong man's going to be bound. And then they're going to spoil him. Then they're going to rob him. And the wealth of this country, which has been the apple of the... I mean, they've had their eye on the prize of the wealth of this country for a long time. And this is in the back room. How can we get the wealth and put it in our pocket?
That's right.
You keep up very much.
Amen.
5.8 billion or something like that sent to Iran in unmarked bills. Mm-hmm. And the next day, Barack Obama's a millionaire and goes by in a house right there, right next to, you know, the White House. Right there, you know, I can't remember the address, but here he is right next. What's he doing there? You'll get it on the slow train.
That's right. Amen.
Our greatest enemy of our peace is now in leadership and in power. I do feel like reading this. I'm going to. It may take me a minute. I'm sorry for taking a minute. I ain't sorry for reading this. But I want to read this so you'll understand what God says about the hour we're in. I'm in Isaiah chapter 59. And I know it's going to take me a while, but I'm going to read 15 verses because they all pertain to the day we're living in. Behold, the Lord's hand's not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord not hear me. It's kind of what he's saying. He says, for your hands are defiled with blood. Anybody ever heard a word called abortion? Wait till you see what Kamala Harris does with that.
Yeah.
Both ends.
Yeah, right.
I can't prove this, but I'm almost 150% sure that this coronavirus was unleashed upon America for one reason.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Euthanasia.
You're right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, that right there.
That's right.
Exactly.
Can't prove it.
No.
It's quite a horrible thought, but I'm almost 100% sure it was deliberately what did President Trump do. He shut down all traffic. What did Nancy Pelosi do? She went to China and said, don't pay attention to him. Do like you always did. What did Bill de Blasio do up there in New York? Y'all go on about your business. Don't pay no attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost positive it was deliberate. This blood. Your hands are defiled with blood. I don't want the blood of these innocents on our hands. Your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongues. Your tongue is murdered perverseness. None calleth for what? Justice. Nor any pleadeth for what? Quiet in here.
Right.
Truth.
Amen.
Listen to this. For they trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. And he that eateth of their eggs dieth. And that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity. And the act of, Isaiah 59 verse 6, and the act of violence is in their hands. Have you noticed the violence?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Go ahead and defund the police.
Right.
And that bomb went out, they sure was glad to see those policemen get them out.
Mm-hmm.
Their feet run too evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not. There is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither doeth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at the noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there's none for salvation, but it's far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In other words, we know we allowed this.
Right.
Now these next verses here, really listen. In transgressing, in lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter, yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. I seen on the news last night an elderly guy that stayed behind with his grandkids at the Trump rally, and all the Proud Boys had left, and here he is with white hair on his head, Brother Mitchell, and he's just walking, and I saw a guy come up behind him, come around from back, caught him right here, knocked him plumb out. He fell face first on the ground, never moved. I get no pleasure out of that. Why wasn't something done? Well, here it is. Here it is. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth, that's probably a saved man.
Right.
He that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey.
And the Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no judgment. I want you to know we're in trouble today.
Yes, we are.
I've got one more point I'm just going to mention. I ain't even going to go in depth on it. God's Word speaks of today. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 15. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 7 all say the same thing. It says today. If you will hear His voice. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2 says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. But the devil tells us tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. I want to tell you, don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. Tomorrow may not be on the calendar.
Right.
May not have tomorrow.
Right.
We need urgency today for the hour in which we live. I know that was long, but you know what? I feel a whole lot better.
Amen.
I delivered that message. Amen. I'm just a messenger boy.
That's right.
I'm not nothing. Don't put no stock in no worthy. Put your stock in God. All I am is the messenger boy.
That's right.
I deliver God's message like it's delivered to me. Precept upon precept, line upon line, writing on the wall was a warning from God.
That's right.
How we as a church need to wake up, and we need to do it.
That's right.
Father, thank you for the privilege to preach from your word to your people. Lord, to give forth these truths. Lord, I pray you'll help us, Lord, to be doers, not hearers only. Help us, Lord, I pray, to be found working when you come. Lord, may we be, I pray, a blessing, not a burden. Lord, a jewel for your crown, an ornament of praise. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I guess everybody stand. Brother Jerry, if you would please. Sister Sharon, if you feel like it, bless your heart. This one verse of invitational hymn. I know everybody here is saved. I just don't want to ever think that God's not doing something that I'm not aware of.
119.
Amen.